This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday his staff was in contact with the Israelis and confirmed that they have discovered bodies in Gaza. Biden spoke to reporters after attending Mass at St. Edmund's Catholic Church in Rehoboth, Delaware.
We want to identify the bodies. There's a lot of speculation who they are, the names. I'm not at liberty to do that at this moment, so the families are notified.
Israel said it has discovered a number of bodies in Gaza during combat and that its military was carrying out a process to extract and identify those bodies, which will take several hours. It asked that the public refrain from spreading rumors as to the identities of the bodies. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the latest Russian airstrikes in Ukraine.
Five people have been killed by Russian shelling in the Ukrainian town of Khasiv Yar as Moscow's troops push ahead in eastern Donetsk. Its regional governor said the shells struck a high-rise building and a private home. He urged the last remaining residents in the frontline town to leave, which had a pre-war population of 12,000. Authorities say a further two people have been killed by Russian strikes in the Kharkiv region. One victim was pulled from the rubble of a house, while a second died of her wounds while being transported to a hospital. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense has said it's captured the town of Pivnichne, also in Ukraine's Donetsk region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The UN is about to launch an ambitious campaign to vaccinate 640,000 children in Gaza against polio, a disease that doctors fear has spread in the territory due to the massive humanitarian catastrophe unleashed by Israel's military offensive there. But carrying out the vaccination campaign will not be an easy task. It did, in fact,